bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. Early on Tuesday morning, a major Baltimore bridge collapsed after being struck by a container ship, closing one of the country's biggest ports and killing possibly 6 people. The people who had been working on the bridge are the people that were being searched for when it had collapsed. The Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon N. Gilreth commented that she does not believe that any of the individuals will still be alive if and when they are found. However, one of the workers is reported to have survived. The tragic events happened shortly after 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning after authorities had been notified that the cargo ship had lost power and issued a mayday. Moments later, the ship slammed into a bridge support at 9 miles an hour. At least 5 vehicles were detected in the water, including 3 passenger cars, a cement truck, and another vehicle of some kind. Investigators gathered that it was only an accident and not an act of terrorism. Here's what the governor of Maryland had to say to the state at a press conference after the bridge collapse.
And to the people of Baltimore and each and every one of the 6.3 million Marylanders who call our state home, I recognize that many of us are hurting right now. I recognize that many of us are scared right now. And so I want to be very clear about where everything stands.
Audio provided by WGAL. Trump's hush money trial date has officially been set for April 15th, which makes him the first former president in the United States to face a criminal trial in history. On Monday, the date was set for Trump's trial, and requests from Trump's attorneys have been rejected to delay it by at least 90 days. Trump's team's attempts seem to irritate people in Monday's hearing after asking for one more delay. This trial sets up Trump's first of possibly 4 separate criminal trials. In this case, Trump stands accused of diverting up to thousands of dollars from his business to his former attorney in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. He is also accused of attempting to conceal stories about extramarital affairs with an adult actor and a former Playboy model, and then falsely describing the expenses in business documents. Trump is facing a Class E felony with 34 counts of falsifying business records. Before April 15th, Trump must pay $175 million bond for his New York business fraud ruling on April 4th. Here is what Trump had to say in a press conference regarding the result of the trial taking place next month.
So, a lot of things happened today. This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before.
Audio provided by BBC News. New developments have came out in the case where a transgender Oklahoma student committed suicide that could suggest what led to the teen's death. Next Benedict, who died last month, the day after a fight in school, left handwritten notes that could be suggestive of self-harm that were ultimately found by his family, according to a full autopsy report released on Wednesday. On March 13th, the Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office ruled that the death was a suicide from probable combined toxicity from 2 drugs. However, that previous report did not provide additional details regarding why the medical examiner believed the overdose was a suicide. Benedict was also involved in a physical altercation that caused the teen to have many injuries to their head, neck, torso, and limbs. Medical examiners also noted that Benedict's medical history included depression, bipolar disorder, self-harm, anxiety, and chronic tobacco and marijuana abuse. Benedict had also apparently told his mother that he was bullied in school due to their gender identity, where he identified himself with the pronouns he, they. Footage released from a body camera showed Benedict lying in a hospital bed after the fight, and in the video, the teen tells the officer that 3 students jumped him. No charges have been filed against any of the students involved with the fight. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.